Next time you're in wolf country and hear that iconic call of the wild, perhaps you should ask yourself, is it real or is it Memorex? That's a recording echoing across the backcountry. Wolf biologists hung loudspeakers in a tree and connected them to a digital player recorder.
The howl box is programmed to turn on at a certain time, broadcast a wolf howl, and then it records responses on the microphone for 2 minutes, and then it goes to sleep until the next scheduled broadcast. So you don't have to be there to do anything.
Researcher Dave Osmond of the University of Montana says there are now more than 700 gray wolves in Idaho. Unknown numbers are colonizing wild lands in eastern Oregon and Washington as well. Osmond is trying to devise a non-invasive way to count wolves that's cheaper, too.
And you could never tell a technician, you know, camp out on this ridge for 6 months and howl 4 times a day. I'll be back to pick you up. So we just wanted to take the labor out of the equation and see if it would even work.
It's not perfect yet, but it does work. Wild wolves howl back, their answers amounting to a roll call.
What's cool with audio files is that instead of just a recording on a pair of headphones, you can convert that to a visual representation and you get what's called a spectrogram. And wolves will howl on different frequencies, particularly the pups. Will be a much higher frequency. Some people have, with a really good recording of captive wolves, can tell each wolf would have its own acoustic fingerprint, just like you and I have fingerprints. We're recording in the wild, so we have trees rustling, cows mooing, log truck brakes, you know, all kinds of background noise that will probably be hard for us to ever get there, but I think we could at least detect minimum numbers of pups, minimum numbers of adults, and that's what we need to report to the federal government.
The Nez Perce tribe is paying for much of the development costs here. The tribe is a partner in wolf management and has a cultural affinity with the animal. The Oregon Zoo and the Mountaineers Foundation of Seattle are also chipping in. Nez Perce Wolf Recovery Coordinator Kurt Mack wants to be prepared for when wolves come off the federal endangered species list and hunting resumes.
The landscape is going to be changing in terms of how we manage wolves. The federal funding is not going to be available anymore. And so the tribe is really trying to look at ways that we can continue to monitor and track wolves in a more cost-effective way.
Max says he was pleasantly surprised by how the initial deployment of 4 howl boxes in central Idaho went this past summer. Now Washington State Fish and Wildlife has borrowed several of the devices. The agency wants to confirm whether wolf packs have crossed state lines and colonized northeast Washington. So far, the howl boxes have not picked up any wolves in their first 3 weeks of remote monitoring in Ponderay County. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.